We're marking the 50th anniversary of Title IX, which banned sex-based discrimination in schools and programs funded by the federal government. Some of those programs involved girls' sports, and sporty girls found support someplace you might not expect, in the funny pages.
We're only one run behind with a tying run at third.
But we have two outs.
But Charlie Brown is on third, and our best hitter is coming up.
That's two girls playing baseball in a Peanuts special from 1966. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, Peanuts creator Charles Schulz was a passionate believer in Title IX.
If you remember Peanuts, you might remember Charlie Brown and a confident girl jock with freckles, sandals, and attitude.
Peppermint Patty? Well, what a surprise!
Peppermint Patty was easily the best athlete of all the kids and managed her own baseball team.
Hi, Chuck. How's the old ball team? I thought now would be a good time.
Solve this year's baseball problems for you, Chuck. I'm heading across town right now, so you get your team together. Tell them Peppermint Patty is on her way.
But it was not just Peppermint Patty. Lots of girls in Peanuts were serious about laying ball.
This bat is no good. It's too light. That ball they're using is no good either.
The sporty girls of Peanuts also played hockey and tennis, and they were super competitive.
I'm quitting. It's ridiculous to keep playing on a team that always loses.
More than 3 million people read Peanuts, which started in 1950 and ended in 2000, the year creator Charles Schulz passed away. Schulz loved golf and tennis, and he met Billie Jean King at a tennis tournament in the early 1970s, when she was trying to promote women's sports without much success.
Nobody wants to see you girls play. Get lost. It was a horrible time for me. It was a horrible time for me.
That's King in 2012 speaking at the Charles M. Schulz Museum. King and Schulz immediately became friends, and she asked him if he might join her new organization, the Women's Sports Foundation, as a trustee.
And he said, absolutely. He was, like, so excited. I'm like, holy camoly, he'll do it.
The most popular cartoonist of his day used his syndicated strip, seen in thousands of newspapers, to explicitly support Title IX, with characters cheering on the top female athletes of the era. Billie Jean King remembers a strip from 1973 when her former opponent, Bobby Riggs, played against another female star and beat her. In the strip, the character Lucy is so angry she cannot even talk.
That Lucy,
Lucy's
just
that mouth, and he makes that mouth huge.
With that huge, outraged mouth, Lucy announces she's going to write Bobby Riggs a sternly worded letter.
Dear Bobby Riggs, you are lucky.
Peanuts never got pushback for its advocacy, says Charles's widow, Jean Schulz.
Everything he did came out in the strip as being so benign.
It was just normalizing something as simple and positive as girls playing sports. But Schulz warns against giving her late husband too much credit.
It still took women pushing legislation and complaining and keeping it on the agenda.
Those women, like Jeanette Bolden, still loved Peanuts.
Of course, I can shoot to get the Peanuts, yes.
Bolden won an Olympic gold medal sprinting in Los Angeles in 1984 and became a leading coach who developed dozens of top athletes. Like Billie Jean King, Bolden says she never really identified with Peppermint Patty. She loved Lucy.
Come on, Charlie Brown, I'll hold the ball and you kick it.
Lucy was probably the one who stuck out to me more than anything because she was always on Charlie Brown, didn't give out many compliments.
Female coaches and athletes still have to fight for equity in spite of everything accomplished by Title IX. Peanuts gave a glimpse of a world with a level playing field for everyone. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.